In the following demonstration, we'll show you how to install the SQL Resource Provider from Microsoft Azure Stack. In my Azure Stack environment, the first thing I need to do is ensure Internet Explorer is properly configured. As I've logged on as Azure Stack user, I'll open Server Manager with administrative credentials. Once here, I click on Local Server. I need to verify that the enhanced security configuration for Internet Explorer is off for both administrators and users. Next, I'll open Internet Explorer as administrator, again providing my credentials. In Internet Explorer, I'll select Internet Options. I'll then click on the Security tab and verify that Protected Mode is turned off. Next, I click on the Privacy tab and verify that cookies are enabled. I'm now ready to start the installation of the SQL Resource Provider. I've downloaded the required files and I need to extract these. First, let's verify in the portal that the Resource Provider is not yet installed. I click on Resource Providers, and we can see it's not here. So now let's go and extract those files. I'm going to extract them to the D drive on my server. On D drive, I've created a folder called SQLRP, and I'll place the files here. Once extracted, you'll see that a couple of folders and files are created. These include the prerequisites, as well as the deployment scripts that are required for the provider. Let's click on Bootstrap and select Run as Administrator. I provide my administrative credentials. The Bootstrap will take a moment to start up. It opens a PowerShell ISE window, and once ready, I can click on the Run Script button. This will create tabs and the files that are required for the deployment. I have three tabs under Prerequisites, as well as several tabs under the Deploy SQL Provider. This includes the parameters JSON that we'll configure for this deployment. First, let's start with the prerequisites. I need to create the certificates that are required for this deployment. I select the tab and click Run Script. This will prompt me for a password. You'll require this password in a subsequent step, so please remember what you typed in here. The script will run creating the certificates and placing them in the certificate store in the correct locations. Once this is completed, we can move to the upload step. Upload will take the resource provider files that are required and add them to blob storage within Azure Stack. When I click Run Script, it will ask for my tenant directory name, which I provide. It will then prompt me to log on to that environment. I provide my credentials, and once I've completed this, it will begin the upload of the required components into the blob storage. As we can see here, it's created a storage container called Microsoft-SQL. Next, I click on Publish Gallery Items. When I run this, it asks for my directory name again, which I provide. And then it creates the gallery item for me. I'm now ready to begin the deployment. In the parameters JSON file, I need to provide several values. First, I'll provide the administrator name and password that are required for the virtual machine that it will create. I'll also provide the password for the certificates that I created in step one. Once I'm satisfied, I click Save, and then I can click on the Deploy tab. I run this, And again, it will ask for my tenant ID. Once provided, I'll log into the environment with the credentials and click Sign In. The script will now create all the resources that are required to support the SQL resource provider. This step will take up to 25 minutes to run. As we can see, it's creating items like the public IP, the security group, the virtual network, the storage, and it will create a virtual machine. If we'd like to see this process in the portal, we can click on Resource Groups and see it's created two resource groups. First, let's click on Deployment Library. Here we can see it's created a deployment store. Within the deployment store, I click on Blob Service. And I can see it's created the Microsoft-SQL container. And in that container, it's uploaded the files. Now let's click on Microsoft SQL-RP1. This is still deploying. I can see the resources that it's creating, including the virtual machine. By clicking on the deployment and navigating through, I can see all the parameters that I've entered, as well as the status of the deployment. Here it's creating the SQL RP virtual machine. Once that's completed, it'll run some extensions to configure the SQL virtual machine. As we can see, it's completed, and in this instance, it took a total of 39 minutes to deploy. Provisioning state is now set to succeeded. If we look at the resource group, we can see it's succeeded. By clicking down through, we can now see that everything has a green check mark next to it. We have two more steps that we need to complete. Right at the moment, the resource provider is not evident, so let's go and complete those steps so that we can see it in the portal. I click on Register Microsoft SQL FQDN. This will create the DNS entries required. I provide my directory name, and those entries are then created. The final step is to register the provider. Again, I provide the tenant directory name, and my provider now gets registered in the portal. I need to provide the SQL RP username and password exactly as written in the documentation on Azure.com. Please ensure this is accurate or it will fail to install. Let's navigate to the portal and take a look at what it's created. I click on Resource Providers, and I can see that it's created the SQL-Local. Under Virtual Machines, I can also see it's created the SQL RP Virtual Machine. We need to configure the SQL Local Resource Provider. I click on it and click on Go to Resource Provider Management. Here, I need to configure my server. I click Add and type in the information for the SQL RP virtual machine. I use the SA username as well as password. Once I've entered the information, I click OK. The server is then added to the SQL hosting servers. If I click on Browse, I can see that a group for SQL hosting servers has been created, and here I can see that virtual machine. I can also see that a SQL databases group has been created. Let's now create a database. I click Add, provide a database name, ensure that my subscription is configured, and then I create a resource group. Here I'm going to create a new resource group. I also need to configure a server. This will be a virtual server and is required only to create the connection string. I provide server name, the administrator name, password, and then confirm the password. I also need to confirm the location. Once the information is as I need it, I click OK. And I then select the SKU that I want for this database. Here I'm selecting Basic, and I click Create. It will take a couple of minutes for this SQL database to be created. When I refresh, I can see my demo database. And there is my connection string that it's created for me. I can also see on the portal desktop the various resources that have been created. If I click on Marketplace, Data and Storage, I can see that an item has been created for the SQL Server database so that I can provide this to tenants or for deployments. This concludes the installation of the SQL Resource Provider.